My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Each week, as you prepare for, you know, the defense you're going against, you look for ways to create advantages. You look for ways to put stress on the defense. Sometimes that'll involve motion, and sometimes that could involve unique formations, things like that. I think it's going to be a week-by-week basis. And as far as how much you can implement in the middle of the season, I think we have a really smart group of players. I think they can handle a lot. But that's going to be a case-by-case basis on how we think we can create advantage.
That is Todd Downing, new play caller of the offense for the New York Jets. Bills and Jets tonight, Monday Night Football. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. To the Wester Hotline, we're going to chat a little bit of Jets. Joining us on the Wester Hotline is Paul Esden Jr. of The Score 1260 and The Manchild Show with Boy Green. Paul, good morning. Big one tonight. Who's it bigger for, Bills or Jets?
Well, if you just talk about it based on a fan perception, it seems like it's a lot bigger for the Jets. You know, doing radio in Syracuse, we have a lot of Buffalo Bills fans around there. They're like, it's week six, come on. And they point to last year, and it's hard to blame them when they have that confidence. They've won the division 4 years in a row. The Dolphins, with five games to go, were up three games, and somehow, some way, the Dolphins lost the right amount. The Bills won the right amount, and they had the confidence and overcame that deficit. So even if the Jets were to win tonight, it sounds like Buffalo Bills fans are more than optimistic that we'll figure it out. There's plenty of season left. On the Jets side, they're like, do or die, baby. Hang the banner. We win tonight. We're in first place in the AFC East. Take a picture, and it's going to last longer. That's how Jet fans are feeling.
Yeah, I'm already envisioning the screenshots of the standings at NFL.com if the Jets win. I'll say this, though, Paul. You know, Bills fans right now, the Bills have lost two in a row, and they do not really ever lose three in a row. And the way they've been losing is their offense has gone into hibernation mode. And this is something that happens in games against the Jets. I mean, if there's one team I think the Bills fans know gives the Jet, or one team that gives the Bills problems, it's the Jets more often than any other. In the division, good defensive scheme. The new head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, has been the defensive coordinator since 2021. So I guess my question to you is, the Jets defense this year, the start that it's off to, I've seen really impressive numbers, but the caveat there is the teams they've played and the quarterbacks they've played. So which is it? Is it on its way to being an elite defense again, or is that a little bit inflated right now?
Well, it's the big question is the news that just came in from Adam Schefter from ESPN moments before we even joined each other here on the radio. And it was Adam Schefter saying that Hassan Reddick has hired new representation in Drew Rosenhaus and Ryan Matha. And they have already spoken with the Jets, and they're trying to work out a deal as soon as possible. And they're hoping that it's long-term and Hassan all of a sudden now wants to be a Jet for years to come. So that won't affect the game tonight, but that speaks to the bigger issue here of your question. It's the pass rush. The Jets lost Jermaine Johnson to a blown-out Achilles. Will McDonald has had to seize a bigger role. Hassan Reddick, who is supposed to be a straw that stirs the drink for this unit, obviously has been MIA to this point, and he's not playing tonight. Spoiler alert there. And they lost two defensive linemen this offseason that were key cogs in the machine. Bryce Huff became a free agent. He signs with the Philadelphia Eagles. And because of Hassan Reddick's acquisition, Joe Douglas was very adamant, the Jets general manager, that they didn't have enough money to pay John Franklin Myers, who was then traded to the Denver Broncos. So the Jets' depth on the defensive line, if you're looking at it from a Buffalo Bills perspective, you're like, I see a bunch of random undrafted free agent guys. What the hell's going on over there? So it's been the Jets scheme. It's a fair point on who they've played, but to me, I think it's the pass rush question. So far, they've been able to do it with a little bit of smoke and mirrors, where obviously Will McDonald's had a really good season. He has 6 sacks through the first 5 games of the season, but everyone else, it's been a bit of a question mark up front.
Offensively, my eyes watching the Jets earlier in the season, it looked like Aaron Rodgers was a bit of a game manager. I know that's often an insult, but he's effective, right? Is he the Rodgers that Jets fans thought they were getting, or is there a little less there?
There's no question there's a little bit less there for a couple of things. First off, we just haven't really seen the deep shots. Aaron took one in the week one 49ers game, and it was a miscommunication, but like it was almost just the threat of it. It was like, ooh, maybe that'll back him off a little bit. Maybe we're going to see that a little more. And that might have been offensive identity with Nathaniel Hackett or what have you, but they have not taken a lot of shots down the field despite some of the talent that they have at wide receiver. Mike Williams has continued to get more and more healthy. Obviously, they have Garrett Wilson on this team. And so it's been very rare to see a lot of these deep shots for the Jets. So thus, you know, Jet fans, they have dreams and you know, watching Green Bay Packers highlight tapes where that's the kind of Aaron Rodgers they've been getting. Outside of this Minnesota game where he imploded for 3 picks and had 2 picks ever for the first time in the first quarter, he only had 1 interception heading into that Vikings game. So he'd been doing, to your point, a game-managing job, and obviously he could still sling it. The arm's still there, but he's been getting beat up a lot. I think that's for 2 reasons. First off, obviously the offensive line, the pass protection hasn't been up to snuff. But on the other side of the puzzle, they've just been throwing the ball too much. They've been abandoning the running game, which was strange. In the Vikings game, they only had 14 carries in the full game. And while the Vikings eventually got up to a sizable lead, there were times in that game where they just seemingly abandoned the run for no reason. They also had the talent in the backfield. They just haven't been able to maximize it.
Yeah. Final question for you, Paul. On the coaching change, you know, the coach, the new coach bump, is there reason to believe the Jets will get it? How was Robert Saleh liked among players, and how much of a shock was the news when you heard it last week?
It was stunning, and not because, like, you know, Robert Saleh's Bill Belichick or something. Again, he had an overall record of 20-36, so obviously he had not been a very good coach for the Jets. He has the third worst winning percentage in Jets franchise history, and he doesn't like to be around the names of it, but the only two guys he was ahead of are Rich Kotite and Adam Gase, so not great company he was certainly keeping there, but it's the timing of it. Woody Johnson's owned this team for 25 years. He has never fired a coach midseason, and that included having, obviously, Adam Gase here during his ownership. So that was surprising, the timing of it. But the more you kind of let it marinate, you kind of understand why Woody Johnson decided to do it. The problems with the Jets, coming out flat in games, starting slow, the penalty issues. Robert Saleh kept having these answers at the podium where, don't worry, we'll fix it. And he wasn't fixing it. So he's looking for a spark, Woody Johnson is, and he's hired Jeff Ulbrich, who's certainly a fiery guy. He played for a decade in the league as a former San Francisco 49ers linebacker. He will provide fire. And again, since 2010, interim head coaches in their very first games are 17-14. So there are sparks that happen, and that's exactly what the Jets are looking for. Will we get it tonight? Only God knows.
All right.
We have Todd Downing, who's taken over the play calling. It's you know, there's optimism that there's going to be a spark, and obviously the Jets have won 2 straight at home against the Buffalo Bills, so they have that confidence and swagger heading into this game. The Jets have lost 2 in a row. The Bills have lost 2 in a row. But will we actually get differences on offense? That's going to decide the game.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen showdown has an over-under of 40.5, so expecting a defensive struggle here. Thanks very much, Paul.
All right, love it. And by the way, go Syracuse, baby. 5-1.
That's
let's roll.
5-1. Beat NC State. 5-1. Could have been 6-0. Yeah. Paul Ethan Jr. of Cover the Jets, rather. Sorry. As we gear up on Monday Night Football on the way. And Paul's on Twitter at BoyGreen25, Manchild Show with Boy Green on the Score 1260 in Syracuse. Zach, we'll get right to your call when we get back. We got to get a break in. Sorry, a little press for time here. Wide open the rest of the way, gearing up for Bills and Jets. One of these teams is likely to lose, unless it's a tie. Three in a row. Who is it going to be? And are we ready to deal with a three loss in a row Bills team that does not happen on Josh Allen's watch, that does not happen on Sean McDermott's watch? 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com